Here in Chattanooga, SkillUp is a series of courses to help workers upgrade their skills for better jobs while still getting paid to go to school. It's a partnership between Chattanooga State, the Benwood Foundation, the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce, and local employers. Last month, the Regions Foundation, the philanthropic organization of Regions Bank, donated $90,000 to support three new groups of 15 students in the SkillUp courses. Michael Mathis is market executive at Regions Bank. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us more about SkillUp.
SkillUp is a program that the Chattanooga Chamber had experimented with in the past, but didn't have funding to continue. And so when I heard a little bit about the program and I was convinced it was a perfect fit for regions and things we want to do in our community. So SkillUp provides a training wage, it provides industry recognized credentials, and it helps the participants secure full-time employment with a living wage after the program is complete.
And how did it hit your radar?
As a company, we are extremely committed to making a positive difference in the communities that we serve, right? And that sounds really like a nice sentiment, and it looks good on paper, but it really is part of a clear strategy of our company. We live here, we work here, we really see ourselves as partners in the success of our communities. When our communities are successful, we're going to be successful. So we recently adopted a much more strategic approach towards community engagement, a clear focus on creating and supporting more inclusive prosperity. We really want to help level that playing field. Our belief is when more people have a chance to succeed in our communities, we're going to succeed. So we're focusing our time, our talents, and then our financial resources on causes that empower more people. So I reached out to my network in the community. I've lived here and worked here my entire life. So I reached out to our friends at United Way and the Chamber, was telling them about our refocusing our strategic priorities, and SkillUp immediately popped into their mind as a program that might be a perfect fit. This was pre-pandemic. This was almost a year ago when this discussion began, but it didn't take long to realize that the SkillUp program was a really good fit.
Workforce development is a perpetual challenge, but only magnified by the state of the economy during this pandemic.
The pandemic exacerbated what I feel are the differences and the gap in our community between maybe some people who have participated in the success of our community and then maybe some people who haven't. And I think COVID and the pandemic really exacerbated that. And so when we started looking at SkillUp, to me, the vital ingredients that it contains, first and foremost, is the training wage. That has always been a huge impediment to training programs because people can't, in most cases, they don't have the wherewithal or ability to quit their job and enter into a six-week training program that's going to get them further in their career or their life. This program addresses that right up front. The training wage, I think, is critical. Providing industry recognized credentials. So having Chattanooga State, another partner, come in and provide the 3 weeks of in-the-classroom training with the input and the help of partner employers. So you're getting industry recognized credentials and you're getting training specific to jobs that they will be rolling into after that 3 week training period is up. Then they have 3 additional weeks of on-the-job training at the employer. And at the end of the day, they're going to end up with full-time employment, with a living wage, that it's certainly going to transform their careers. But boy, just to hear some of the early stories, it's just already transforming lives. And that's why we're so excited about the program. It provides all the ingredients to be wildly successful, and it has support in all avenues throughout the program.
We talk about the nuts and bolts and the needs out there. But we want to get across some of these examples that you're talking about of people affected. You mentioned that you've heard and seen people who have been helped by this. Tell me a story or two.
I'll tell you two or three stories real quick. One participant was on the wait list for the program and was fairly distraught because they really wanted to be in the program. Eventually got in, but admitted on the first day of the program, they really don't know how to use a computer at all. It's really hard to imagine in today's economy not knowing how to use a computer. But in spite of that, that person maintained perfect attendance so far, showing himself to be a very active and potentially a very wildly successful participant in the program. Another one works third shift. So this one maintained their job. He sleeps from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. in his car at Chattanooga State, goes to a full day of training, sleeps a little after the training, and then goes to his third shift job. And he's also shown to be very successful in the program, which is hard to fathom not having a good night's sleep and still trying to participate and learn. But he's proven to be very successful thus far. And then the last story I'll tell you is a participant that's actually currently homeless. She sleeps in her car every night at Chattanooga State. She has perfect attendance, and she is completing this program successfully. But where the support of our partners in United Way steps in here, I've been very involved with the United Way over the years, and they're stepping in to provide with their Building Stable Lives program, providing her secure, stable housing and other resources so she can be successful in this program. And that's where it all comes together when you get every partner playing their part in helping our community be successful. And to me, that's one of the biggest changes Chattanooga has made over the last several years is the partnerships and people like the Chamber and United Way and Chattanooga State and Hamilton County Schools working together to really help our community benefit.
And the needs go on beyond this pandemic, especially with the stories that so many of us read before the pandemic about the need for training, the need for retraining, however things shake out with automation and all of these other trends that will be with us for years to come.
Yeah, this certainly isn't anything new. It's been exacerbated by the pandemic. At Regions, we, and I mentioned sort of how we refocused, and the strategy around that has three key strategic priorities: education and workforce readiness, right? Making sure people have the opportunity, which is exactly what SkillUp does. Financial wellness. We offer free financial wellness programs, either delivered by our bankers who have a unique skill set to do that, or through free online through our Next Step program to anybody. So we really feel like financial wellness is critical. The third key priority of our strategy is economic and community development. SkillUp also falls right within that. We want to make investments in the community that are measurable, they're strategic, and at the end of the day, that's where Regions over time, that's where we can be successful and where our experience shows that if we focus on those priorities, that our communities will benefit, and that's where we can be the most effective as well. So it's been here, it's been a challenge in the past, certainly a challenge today, and it's going to continue to be a challenge. But to see our community working together and partners working together to provide more inclusion and prosperity for all of our citizens is the exciting part today.
And if people want more information, where can they go online? Where can they call?
Cynthia Brooks at ChattanoogaState.ed is probably your first point of contact. She is running the program with Chattanooga State, and that would be the best place to start. She's Cynthia.Brooks at ChattanoogaState.edu.
All right. Michael, thanks so much.
Ray, thank you again for having me.